There were a number of blunders in the course of fighting the Turks. Western Europeans, for instance, didn't understand the importance of water in the arid climate of the Mediterranean. Repeatedly, Byzantine guides warned them about it. You find Crusader armies essentially fighting unequal battles with a much smaller Turkish force of light cavalry, and they don't have sufficient water. Just think about riding around in the Mediterranean sun in 40 pounds of chainmail on a huge charger from France, and you can understand why there are repeated disasters of crusading armies just being worn down and bushwhacked in Asia Minor and northern Syria. Usually the Western Europeans put the blame on the Byzantines. It was their guides. It was the Emperor Alexis or his successor who didn't provide effective aid. And increasingly over the 12th century, in that first century of the Crusades, the relationship between Crusaders and Byzantines just worsens. The Byzantines are very often set up almost as the fall men for Western European failure. And increasingly, this first occurs in the Second Crusade, the Crusade of Louis VII and the Holy Roman Emperor of Germany, Conrad. Already in the tents of those monarchs, some of the French nobles were beginning to think, well, why should we be fighting the Turks? Maybe we should take Constantinople, and maybe we could do a better job in defending the holy places based in Constantinople than this depraved and decadent Byzantine government. And the result was, in 1204, that's exactly what happened. The Fourth Crusade, which was launched with the intention of taking the holy cities, through a series of mishaps, is diverted to Constantinople in the year 1203. In part, it was a Byzantine failure. The heirs of Alexis, especially after 1180, proved to be extremely inept. They found that they needed Western European armies not only to wage war against the Turks, but also to fight civil wars. And it was essentially a civil war that opened this opportunity. Exiled Byzantine prince, his name was Alexis, ominously carrying the name of the first Alexis, Alexis IV, invited the Western Europeans. These would be French, these would be Germans, Northern Italians, and the Venetian Republic, the Great Republic of Venice, which controlled the shipping going to the east, to put him on the throne of Constantinople. And in return, he would give all of the payoff that Western Europeans had expected. He would provide knights, support, money, to win back the holy places. And he made promises well beyond the means of the Byzantine government. And when the Crusaders put Alexis in power in 1203, Alexis couldn't deliver, and ultimately the situation deteriorated. And in April 1204, the Crusaders and Venetians simply stormed the city of Constantinople and captured it. It was a sack that went on for 3 days, and it's a turning point in the history of the civilization of Asia Minor. The Asian possessions, that is, the possessions of the Byzantine Empire in Western and Northern and Southern Asia Minor, were compromised. The capital was smashed. There was a government that retreated from Constantinople in 1204, and it set itself up in the city of Nicaea in western Turkey today, which was actually the seat of two of the ecumenical councils. And the emperors ruling there, very often known as Nicene emperors, eventually did recover Constantinople. A man by the name of Michael VIII, who seized power in 1258, he took the city of Constantinople in 1261. He drove out the Western Europeans and reestablished Orthodox rule in Constantinople. To do this, however, he mortgaged Byzantine future in Asia Minor. He had to draw the resources, the money, the manpower out of those areas recovered by Alexis and his successors to get back the capital city. And what he got back was hardly a capital city. The sack had been thorough. Constantinople, which perhaps stood at 600,000 at the time of the Fourth Crusade, had declined grievously. The walls were not in repair. They had been neglected for 50 years. Much of the population had left. What was worse is, in order to finance that expedition back into Constantinople, Emperor Michael VIII had to make several important concessions. One was to hand over the economic future of the Byzantine state to the Italian maritime republics, to Venice, to Genoa, the great commercial cities of Italy that had emerged in the forefront of commerce during the period of the Crusades, and had profited a great deal by conveying pilgrims and crusaders to the East. And once they had done that, had realized, well, there's also trade with Muslim powers.